Republicans did not achieve that hoped-for red wave in last year's midterms, but some things did go their way, so now they're looking to build on those successes. And one of those successes is in Florida's Miami-Dade County. It's a largely conservative Latino area that turned red last year for the first time in two decades. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Crisales has more.
Outside of a Miami stadium on a recent warm evening, demonstrators sang the Cuban national anthem as crowds lined up to see a baseball game. The U.S. and Cuban national teams were about to face off inside. In Spanish, they chanted for freedom, an end to Cuba's communist regime, and pleaded for the U.S. to help. Among the demonstrators was 73-year-old Cuban-American Marta Casamayor, an avid follower of the political scenes in both countries. The retired teacher says in Spanish she voted for President Biden and now regrets it, arguing Biden has stabbed her and other Cuban-Americans in the back.
Biden ha traicionado la administración Biden.
Casamayor says the Biden administration has not issued enough pressure to end Cuba's regime. She also says Biden should do more to protect the Dreamers, immigrants who moved here as children. She came to the United States with not much more than a suitcase full of dreams at the age of 47. Now, the grandmother of five thinks the Cuban regime would have fallen under a second term for former President Trump, saying here it weighs on her she did not vote for his re-election.
Desgraciadamente, yo no voté por Trump, y hoy me pesa.
Conservative Latino voters have bought into GOP messaging that falsely tied Democrats to socialist or communist regimes in Cuba, Venezuela, and other Latin American countries. As a result, what was once a blue stronghold for more than two decades flipped, thanks to an early, relentless ground game by Republicans, so says Florida International University politics professor Eduardo Gamarra.
Republicans understand better the idea of the Latino American dream, and Democrats still, for the most part, approach Latinos as part of the civil rights struggle in the United States.
Gamarra says Democrats set up their ground game too late and treated Latino voters here like a monolith.
The damage is long-term, because for Democrats to recover, it'll probably take another generation.
Former Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Mucarcel Powell hopes it's sooner than that.
I think we do it one seat at a time. This is not going to change overnight, but if it changed in just a matter of two election cycles, we can bring it right back.
Mucarcel Powell says depressed voter turnout, culture war issues, and Republican disinformation played a key role last year. She says she was sounding the alarm on the disinformation trend before she lost re-election to Congress in 2020. Still, she concedes her party overlooked the state's 20 million residents and the unique issues that matter here.
So if you care about the environment, you need to care about Florida. If you care about minority groups, if you care about Latinos, you need to care about Florida. And we've been abandoned.
At the iconic Versailles Cafe in Little Havana, a popular stop for Republicans, Miami-Dade County GOP official Kevin Cooper says Republican election committees, or RECs, in other parts of the country are reaching out to find out how to replicate their winning model.
We take that message across the county, and soon we'll take it across the country as we explain to different RECs and different parties how to build their operations.
Back at the Miami protest, Marta Casamayor slams Democrats over their Cuba policy. That includes a recent proposal by a group of Senate Democrats to open up trade with Cuba. Disillusioned with her vote for Biden, Casamayor said she contacted her local elections office to change her party affiliation from Democrat to Republican. Now, Casamayor says her biggest dilemma with Republicans is which presidential candidate to pick in the primary for the 2024 elections. But as she considers her options, Casamayor says she adores Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and says it's time for a new, younger generation of leadership. Claudia Vizales, NPR News, Miami.